This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, it is the DJV show on hump day, ladies. This is when I always start to feel it. You know, it's kind of cute, it's novelty getting up early on Monday. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday's when it starts to hit you in the face like reality. But you realize after you get through today, only two more days till you get to sleep in. How about that?
There you go. I love that. You have to focus on that.
We focus
on the
ball.
Positive
here.
Yes.
That's right.
He's
so
goal
it is
line.
Monday on the DJV show. Doug is out. He is in Peru and sending us pictures of him roaming through the wilderness with, of all things, if you can believe it, a backpack. But he seems to be having fun. He told me he was learning and sleeping. And I said, well, one out of two of those things don't sound half bad. So Doug, he's doing well. We are holding down the fort. We're the ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and lots of news to get to. There is no holiday lull in this news cycle, that's for sure. Yesterday was Election Day in Mississippi. We talked about it a bit here on the show, and it found Mike Espy running against Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is the incumbent Republican. Mike Espy was the Democratic challenger, and it seemed that Cindy Hyde-Smith was cruising to victory until she made a really stupid comment, a gaffe, if you will, about hanging. She said she'd sit front row for a hanging if this person, whoever she was talking about, asked her to in regards to one of her friends. And I think she was trying to talk about the depth of their friendship, not realizing how insensitive it sounded to Mississippi when that is a state that has some of that stuff in its past. So,
right.
Cindy Hyde-Smith had a lot to overcome. She had President Trump come and rally for her not once, but twice in the same day. That's the only candidate President Trump has ever done that for. He did that on Monday, and that seemed to be enough to help Cindy Hyde-Smith cruise to victory. She had a 54% vote margin, a win margin, over Mike Espy's 46%. That's with almost 95% of the precincts reporting. So Associated Press called that race, and officially today, Cindy Hyde-Smith returns to Washington, D.C. as a senator from Mississippi. And ladies, it doesn't surprise me, not that we would really study this Senate seat in Mississippi so much, but of course it becomes the piece of the national discussion because Republicans really wanted to pick up that 53rd seat in the Senate, and Democrats, of course, wanted to get it too, to bring that majority closer to 50-50. But it doesn't surprise me. It was a gaffe. I think people say things that are terrible all the time. I don't think that that's enough to label someone a racist. But certainly she's going to need to be on the straight and narrow here on forward. No more gaffes like that, at least, mm-hmm. I think, for her. Mississippi was certainly watching. That's I guess, what I'm getting at.
Yeah. What was her lead before the gaffe happened? She was, like, not even
way ahead.
Be challenged, pretty much.
She was, I think, maybe 11 points ahead in most polls, and she ended up winning by 8 points, so it didn't fall off too much.
She lost a little, yeah.
And maybe it was the mispolling. Maybe it was the narrative of the national news media. It tends to skew a little more liberal, as we talk about here on the show sometimes, that they wanted to help along the narrative that there was blood in the water here for her, but there's no excuse for what she said, obviously. It's a stupid thing, and I think she's admitted that it's stupid, and she apologized and moved forward. I guess it's what makes a disqualifier in politics today is the question. There are people who can get away with a lot, like President Trump, who can, admittedly, I am a fan of his, but he has been able to brush off a lot of things thrown at him. And then there are people like Cindy Hyde-Smith who make a comment like this, and she kind of ekes by. I think of Howard Dean, who was the Democratic candidate running for president a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, and he just made a weird sound on stage. Remember, he went,
yeah,
and the microphone picked it up, and that was enough to destroy his political
career. People thought he was crazy because he made
right.
that, yeah, he was at a rally or something, and It was a very odd sound, and radio stations across the country kept playing it over and over. But it was, that was, you're right, that was totally enough to have people think, oh, well, he's unhinged. He could never be president. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't control himself. It was very odd. So have we just loosened our standards? Were we tougher back then on people? I don't
or
know.
Or does it depend on the personality? There were certainly, yeah. And Bill Clinton got a pass for something pretty significant. His political career wasn't over by any stretch. People still love him, and he was a sitting president that was impeached, never removed from office. But it's interesting to see, depending on the person and the candidate in politics,
yeah,
what kind of room they have to make an error or make a mistake. And
it's so true. And on the East Coast, we remember, and this it, we laugh about it now, but in New England, in Rhode Island, I think it was Providence, Rhode Island. The mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, was a guy named Buddy Cianci for a long time. He had, I always laughed at this, because he went to jail on like 98 counts of racketeering, got out of jail.
Became the governor, right?
Yeah, got reelected, and then started selling his own pasta sauce. And like, you couldn't go anywhere in the whole state of Rhode Island, which is, and I love Rhode Island, it's beautiful, but it is by far the most corrupt state in the entire union. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it, and you'll be reading for hours, you'll be enthralled, you'd be amazed what goes on in Rhode Island. But it was so funny that every truck stop featured Buddy's pasta sauce, and there he is in like an apron, and his face is on the jar. And it was just, and people used to call him the Marion Barry of New England, and Marion Barry, of course, the mayor of D.C. who got sent away and then reelected. And it's just, you're right, it's a personality thing. I think if people just find you affable in some way, they're gonna overlook stuff. They're like, 98 counts, it wasn't 100. It's fine. Buddy can get reelected.
And I think people really undersell. We always talk about, well, who's qualified to run? Who's this or that? Inevitably, every single time, at least if you're looking at the last several years, really in the last several decades of presidential politics, it's the person with the most chemistry. Love or hate that person, Obama had more chemistry, more charisma than Mitt Romney. And Trump had more charisma than Hillary Clinton. Bush had more charisma than Al Gore.
Yep.
Every single time, that's what it boils down to. So, yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know. I looked at Cindy, I always want to call her Cindy Hyde-Pierce because of David Hyde-Pierce. Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Frazier's brother.
Thank you for getting that. I've been saying it all day.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at me like, who's David Hyde-Pierce? But, yeah, I've been looking at it all day going, gosh, it's amazing what brings someone down and not somebody else. So, I guess congratulations are in order. Cindy Hyde-Smith wins in Mississippi, returns to the Senate today. Now, here on the DJV show this week, while Doug's away, the ladies are finding some of our best products, things that we like to tell you about on the show that would make great Christmas gifts so that we can help you along with your holiday shopping. And Victoria, MyPillow is one of those products. I love it, and I know you love it too. You and Lewis sleep on them every night, right?
We do, and you know, I've given these as gifts, and I have, especially to my parents, and my mom just it's changed how she sleeps at night. She had so many problems. I felt really bad for her. She has neck and back problems and just was tossing and turning all night. And I said, you know, Mom, when I first joined the show, I said, you know, here, try one of my pillows, and it transformed how she sleeps. And she loves the fact that they're washable, dryable. They come right out of the dryer just like new. Unlike any other pillow that you throw in the washer and dryer, it comes out a big lumpy mess, and it's never the same again. And as hygienic as we all try to be, our pillows are just really dirty. And no matter what you do, unless you can wash it and dry it just like the MyPillow, you are sleeping on a lot of germs that you just really don't even know about. It's terrible. But the MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and you have nothing to lose other than a sore neck. Just ask my mom. So now we've got this great deal for DJV listeners. If you buy one MyPillow, you get the second one free. That's right. It is a total buy one, get one free deal. Get two MyPillows for the price of one, and you can enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow. If you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV, that's DJV, type that in the promo code, then you can stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Do it right now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Give one to yourself, give two to yourself, give another two to a loved one, and believe me, they will thank you over and over.
That's right.
Okay.
Hi.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our three-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
In what is really the strangest story while we're talking about politics, guys, it is the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. Paul Manafort has found himself back in the news, and that's because on Monday, Robert Mueller's team released a story to the news media, and they rarely do, that Paul Manafort had lied to investigators and that he broke the plea deal that he took just a few months ago, maybe back in July, August, September, somewhere around there. He broke that plea deal. Well, now it comes out in The Guardian yesterday that Paul Manafort allegedly met with Julian Assange, that they had proof of it in The Guardian, and that he met with them in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Now, Paul Manafort, through spokespeople, denied that story. Julian Assange on Twitter yesterday, ladies, said that he would put his head, his whole own head, on the line, including his whole business and his head on the line, that this story by The Guardian was true. The Guardian initially dug in their heels.
So Julian says it's true and Manafort says
it's not. No, I'm sorry, that's not true. I'm sorry.
Okay,
Assange said it was not true. So they're both denying this. Okay. Then The Guardian kind of digs in a little more. Then towards the end of the day yesterday, they started to back off of their reporting. And now the question is this what Mueller is trying to do? Is Mueller trying to connect Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and the leaks of the John Podesta emails that we remember right before the election in 2016 to someone surrounding Donald Trump? We've heard him try to link it to Jerome Corsi, who works with Alex Jones, who said he's not taking a deal because he didn't do anything wrong. We've heard the name Roger Stone. Now Paul Manafort, and this is getting really convoluted. It makes you wonder if we're getting towards the end of this, but now The Guardian backing off from the reporting that there was even a meeting. So it makes you wonder what's exactly happening in Robert Mueller world.
And why would Julian Assange, unless he's trying to ingratiate himself, because aren't we dangerously close to getting him extradited at this point?
Yeah, that was the other thing.
So maybe
a few weeks ago, documents with his name in it was released. So
maybe he's just trying to play nice and do whatever he thinks Mueller wants him to say so that he's going to get some leniency, perhaps, if he ends up in a U.S. court somewhere.
I don't know. Perhaps.
To me, he's not the most reliable source out there.
Manafort, for his part, now that the plea deal is over with Robert Mueller, that makes you wonder if he's not taking a step back from trying to go after Donald Trump Jr. for that Russian adoption agency meeting. As we continue, it is the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Baby, don't you mind if I do? Yeah, exactly what you like, don't do? Yeah, got me singing, ooh, ooh, ooh. So baby, don't you mind if I do?
Look, put your filthy hands all over me. No, this ain't clean version. And what you gonna do for that beast when I leave the cage open?
It is the DJ V Show. Time for music news. And this is a former member of NSYNC. I forgot his name.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake. Yeah, like the former member of NSYNC. Justin Timberlake, actually, no laughing matter, Victoria, has postponed 3 more shows. He's been doing this a lot lately due to some vocal cord issues.
Yeah, bruised vocal cords, which is something that Adele has gone through as well. I think Adele had to have surgery on her vocal cords when that happened. But I don't know if it's just because he's been singing too much. He's been on tour for a long time. But he is continuing to cancel shows. He canceled one last night. His next show, which was supposed to be scheduled for Thursday in Phoenix, that's canceled. Saturday's show at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, that's a big show, that's been postponed. And on Monday, December 3rd, he was supposed to be in Fresno, California, and that has also been postponed. So all the venues are alerting ticket holders, hang on to your tickets. He is going to be updating his show information, and those tickets will be honored when he reschedules. But no one seems to know when that's going to be. And I guess he's working with doctors to figure out how to heal his voice. So his next gig is December 5th in Oakland, California, but I don't know. It doesn't look great that he'll make that show either.
Oh, so good thoughts. Healing thoughts to Justin Timberlake. Surprising a little bit. Not that he's not a great vocalist, because I really do legitimately think that Justin is so talented. But typically you hear these vocal cord issues with these like diva-like singers like Adele.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the ones that really stretch their range every single night. So hopefully he'll get that all worked out. Now, in the country world, Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts, they are all set for the Troy Gentry Foundation concert. This is, if you remember Montgomery Gentry, they were a great duo until the sad and tragic passing of Troy Gentry just a year or so ago. Dierks Bentley, Chris Jansen, Rascal Flatts, and Eddie Montgomery will all perform at the Sia on the Flip Side, a concert event benefiting the Troy Gentry Foundation. That's set for January 9th at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House. And it seems, Victoria, that maybe one of my favorites might be co-hosting this event.
I think you should be there because, you know, your boyfriend's co-hosting. So
one of them, right.
Wherever your boyfriend goes, Blake Shelton, you should be there too. And also one of the hosts on Sirius XM's The Highway. So he and his name's Storm Warren. So he and Blake Shelton will be co-hosting together. And it seems like, and Jen, this is definitely more in your world than mine, but it seems like this is a pretty good lineup. I recognize some of the names. You probably know the rest. Dustin Lynch, John Pardee, which I've learned how to say because I've heard you say it. Uh-huh. It's not Party, it's Pardee.
No.
Pardee.
Yep.
Jimmy Allen, Halfway to Hazard, Justin Moore, Craig Morgan, Jeffrey Steele, Neil Thrasher, and Daryl Worley. They're all
very
on the
good.
Bill with Lee Bryce, Colt Ford, Tracy Lawrence, and Ray Scott.
It's a great lineup.
The concert's going to benefit the Opry Trust Fund, the TJ Martell Foundation, Make-A-Wish, and the Journey Home Project. And it will give scholarships and instruments for music education in Kentucky schools, which is great. And the Troy Gentry Foundation was actually founded in Troy Gentry's memory, and which was, like you said, Jen, it was a very tragic helicopter crash in New Jersey in last September. He was only 50 and had a wife and kids that he left behind. It was just really sad.
Yeah, very sad. And a freak accident. He went out in a helicopter right before one of their scheduled performances and didn't make it home. So, good news, turning tragedy into something that can help people. It is the DJ V Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Dial 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Republicans will soon have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate after scoring a narrow win in a Mississippi runoff election. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen Victoria Cara filling in. And it's time for some trending news, Victoria. This is a big day today, right? What day is today?
Today is Wednesday.
What are we celebrating today? There's always something. What's the day that we celebrate today?
The Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center is tonight.
No, I was thinking of like National Giving Day. You know, sometimes it's National Cake Day. I was just wondering if we had anything celebrating.
Oh, you know what we do? It's National French Toast Day.
See, I told you. Look at you.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Please,
I know. I forgot. My bad. National French Toast Day.
French Toast Day. That sounds delicious. And you're right. It's also the Christmas tree day for Rockefeller Center. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, a trending story. What do you got?
Yeah, so the trending news right now is all about aviation and the pilots of Lion Air Flight 610, who unfortunately were at the helm of that Boeing 737 when it crashed into the ocean. It killed 189 people on board. This was an Indonesian flight. So the National Transportation, Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Commission, they have issued some more details about the final moments of Flight 610. And a few questions still remain. Investigators say, however, the bottom line is they don't understand why the pilots didn't follow the same procedure that another flight crew the previous day, why they didn't do the same thing they did. They encountered the same issue. Now, what this is, it's a system that Boeing has introduced, and it adjusts, it pulls the plane's nose up and down. And so the plane basically has like a sensor so that it can automatically correct where the nose is. And so they say that the pilots from takeoff pretty much more than two dozen times were engaged in this tug of war with the automatic system. Now, the pilot crew, the crew the day before when the same thing happened, they just disengaged the automatic system and manually took over and flew the plane. And there was no issue. I suspect this has actually happened on other flights as well, where maybe more experienced pilots just turned off that automatic system and manually fly the plane. So unfortunately, we will never know why these pilots either didn't have the experience or they just didn't know that they could disengage this automatic. It's called automatic aircraft nose down. And that's what investigators are trying to figure out. They've got the black box and listening to the recordings. So it's just a really unfortunate thing. And some, now Boeing is really under fire because they didn't alert pilots and airlines with this new feature. They didn't include it in the new manual of the 737. And, of course, pilot unions are really upset about this. You're going to see headlines probably for the next couple of days. There's probably lawsuits involved. There's going to be a lot more to it. However, it looks like it just comes down to pilot error in this instance. If maybe they just had more experience, or if they were better trained, they could have prevented this tragedy. But it should, from everything that I'm seeing from aviation experts, it does not mean that if you are booked on a 737 flight that you should cancel it. I think that everybody is up to speed now, and I think all of the flight crews are aware of this system and how to turn it off and how to manually override it. So safety first, but it's just it's sad that it happened to this one flight.
Of course. And typically the one thing that if you do have a flight scheduled that you should take with you is that when you have something this big, the airlines are now aware of it. They don't know it doesn't exist anymore. And you have people that are going to be uber aware of having this problem not happen again. The 737 is a safe aircraft. And, of course, it's flown widely, probably, I think, maybe
more than anything else, I think.
Frequent plane flown in at least the United States for domestic flights. So really, I guess, good news that we found out. Sad news, of course, that there had to be tragedy attached to it. Now, there's a new study that's out that says, speaking of danger and dangerous places to be, some may think that's an airplane, but for women, the answer is the most dangerous place that you can be is at home. This is crazy. This new study was conducted by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, and it found that in 2017, 60% of the 87,000 women murdered were killed by someone they knew, by intimate partners or family members, and more than one-third died at the hands of a current or former intimate partner, making the home the most likely place for women to be murdered. What a dark study to have to do.
I know.
Globally, women in Africa were the most at risk of being killed by partners or family members, followed by the Americas. Congratulations, America. Oceania and Asia. Europe had the lowest rate. The study notes that there are ways to help combat violence against women. This would include better services and coordination efforts from local police, the criminal justice system, health and social services. Researchers say men can step up their involvement in tackling this issue by being aware and shifting away from some of the toxic cultural gender-based stereotypes that happen, as well as holding other men accountable for their actions against women. And this is one of those things that used to scare the bejesus out of me. When I would online date, you just never know. Not that it makes it any more random than someone you meet on the street or in a restaurant or a bar or wherever people meet. Even people that are set up by a friend, this kind of thing can happen to anybody, but it makes you wonder who you're living with sometimes, or who you're dating, I guess, is where it all begins.
And, you know, the criminal justice system also, you know, you see this on TV all the time, but it really is a lot of the times how it happens. The, you know, there's a domestic disturbance call, the police show up, everything looks okay. They do whatever they have to do. They leave, and then the woman is left with this abuser, and there's really nothing that the police can do, and then the woman ends up murdered, or he violates a restraining order, or something like that. And it just, it kind of feels like women really are in such a vulnerable spot as it is. And then to hear that 87,000 women were murdered in 2017, that's and to look at the number, 60% of them were killed at home by a partner, like, or a former partner. That's just, that is just so terrifying.
And, you know, I'm
looking at Lewis cross-eyed now. I'm like,
I'm not surprised by the numbers, but the thing that is frustrating is I've seen, like, multiple incidents of this happening over the last the last month, and none of them have really gotten big news coverage. Like, there was that shooting at a hospital in Chicago, the Mercy Hospital, and Everyone just kind of was like, oh, it's a shooting, it's a crazy guy. It was the ex-fiance of a nurse who worked there, who he came up to her in a parking lot because she broke up with him in September, and he came up, he shot her, then he went into the hospital, shot a few other people, and then I think maybe shot himself. I can't remember the ending of it.
Yeah.
But that part where he came and shot his former partner was not really reported on. No one really talked about that as being a domestic violence incident. And then there was, I didn't see this reported anywhere. I only saw it on Twitter because it happened to someone that I knew. It was like one of their former teachers that it happened to. There was a former judge, a male judge in the middle of the country who had been reported that he beat his wife, and then he went to jail for like a month maybe, and then he got back out, and then it continued happening. And even though it was reported, nothing happened. Then eventually he stabbed her to death. And now he's in jail. But it's just, it's one of those things where it doesn't help to go to jail after you've already killed someone. It seems like the system is so inefficient in dealing with domestic violence.
That's true. All right, interesting study, and gosh, there's no easy way to transition from that to trying to bring good cheer for the holidays. But Omaha Steaks is a company that we've started working with here on the DJV show, and they do a great job for holiday time. This is truly amazing. I just got Omaha Steaks just a few weeks ago, actually, ladies, as a gift. It comes in this beautiful, like, this styrofoam box, and it's just chock full of good stuff. This holiday season, send the gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years. They've been around a long time. Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to DJV show listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code DJV into the search bar, you'll get 74% off the family gift package. Now, originally, that'll cost you $195. Not cheap. But with our code, with the DJV code, you'll pay $49.99. Here's what you get. This is amazing. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, my mom's favorite, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfect for the holidays, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets that Victoria's mom, Fancy Nancy, loves and is reordering because she wants to serve it at her Christmas dinner. Plus, with our offer, you'll get 4 more burgers absolutely free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers right here in this country, in Omaha. Every cut of beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. You will not be disappointed with Omaha Steaks. To get these world-class steaks, premium poultry, easy-to-cook side dishes, desserts, and more, don't wait. This offer ends soon. Think about all that food you're giving someone to help them through a really busy holiday season. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar, and send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. This limited-time package is only $49.99 at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
It's predicted by the CDC that 50% of all Hispanics will develop type 2 diabetes over their lifetime. However, it may be prevented or controlled by healthy eating and weight loss. To kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month, Aguacates Frescos Saborea Uno Hoy unveils a free printable wallet-sized guide designed to share tips and inspiration that can help reduce the risk. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez Klinger.
Hispanics are more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanics, creating a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. A winning strategy in the fight against diabetes is to recognize that every bite counts. Smart choices like fresh avocados are delicious, filling, and help keep us healthy.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans emphasizes making small dietary shifts to work towards an overall healthy eating pattern.
Changing eating habits can be hard, but access to free resources like this in Spanish and English is a big benefit for families to help keep healthy options like fresh avocados top of mind.
To learn more, visit saboreauno.com/diabetescard.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the fort. And ladies, it is TV time. And got to give it a little extra attention because it is a big night. Mm-hmm. Not just for those in New York, but if you have NBC, you're going to be watching this. It is a Christmas in Rockefeller Center. That means the tree is illuminated. Are you ready, Victoria? Are you going to go?
I'm so ready.
New Jersey in now. Are you going to go out there and watch it?
No. I tried to do that once,
no.
And I couldn't get within, like, three blocks. So, no, I'll be at home watching it on my big screen TV, because that's the best view of everything. And I always like the performances, and it's such a fun night. And then, I always get a little misty-eyed every time they light the tree.
It's always so beautiful. And if you've never had a chance to celebrate Christmas in New York, you absolutely have to do it. Add it to your bucket list. If you like Christmas, it's the place to be. I did it a few years ago and was smiling the entire time. The Rockefeller tree is gorgeous. The lights are beautiful. The storefronts, it's a magical time for New York City. And the evening will include musical performances. We brought them up from Diana Ross, Tony Bennett, Diana Krall will be there, Brett Eldridge, Darcy Lynn Farmer, John Legend, Martina McBride, Pentatonix, I always love them at Christmas time, and Kelly Pickler, plus a special appearance by Howie Mandel, and it'll be hosted by NBC's anchors. Of course, you know, Savannah will be there, and Hoda, and Al Roker, they'll all be there to help make the evening night great. So I'll be watching that tonight. Ladies, you're in, right? Victoria,
for sure.
Will you watch this?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. I really, really do love watching this every year. It's gorgeous.
If Christmas is the theme of the night, but a couple of other options for you on TV. Choice tonight on TBS at 10 o'clock is Conan Without Borders, Japan. This is Conan O'Brien as he visits the land of the rising sun. He said he wasn't the typical tourist. He wanted to avoid the usual sights in Japan, so he went all out. You can check out his voyage into Japan. That's TBS tonight. Now, on the networks, we mentioned NBC has the lighting of the Christmas tree on NBC. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then A Legendary Christmas with John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Holiday special. That's at 10 o'clock tonight on NBC. ABC's All News new tonight with The Goldbergs, American Housewife, Modern Family, Single Parents, and A Million Little Things. CBS is new, at least for a little bit. Survivor's new. Another castaway voted out of the game at 8. CW's got a new episode of Riverdale and All American. Fox has a new episode of Empire tonight starting at 8 o'clock and Star at 9. But I think NBC is going to win the night with that Rockefeller Center lighting at 8 o'clock and then Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. A Legendary Christmas at 10. So you can check that out. It is the DJV show at 49 minutes past the hour.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Victoria Keelan is our technology guru. I'm going to call you the technology goddess because I think it's just that.
Oh, thanks.
It's more fitting, and it's what Doug would want. It's what Doug would call it. Doug Stefan is out on a little vacation. He is in Peru doing well, having fun, and we are holding down the fort. Now, don't forget, you can go to all of our social media platforms. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Twitter. You can go anywhere to DJ V Show. Follow us, and if you have a question about technology or if you want to suggest a story to us, use the hashtag Tech Talk, and we will get it all taken care of for you. Now, Victoria, Apple is doing something that I like. I have an iPhone 6, a 6S, and apparently they're boosting the trade-in value for the old iPhone.
They are. So Apple got criticized for not really having any big discounts on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, but they made up for it. And what they're doing now, they've boosted the trade-in credit for your older iPhone if you want to trade it in and get an upgrade to a newer iPhone. So this option is not, they're not going to give you the same value that you would get if you sold it on eBay, which is the number one place to get the most amount of money for your old phone. However, you're on the hook then to ship it to someone. I find eBay to be a big pain. There are so many spammers on there. A lot of people trying to get you to sell it offline. It's a mess. I don't like eBay at all. But if you have the patience for it, you might get a few extra bucks if you do it that way. Now, if you just want to do the easiest way and you want to do a 2018 iPhone upgrade, go into the store. And you can take your old iPhone 6, which is now worth $150 of an instant credit. Yeah, they doubled it from $75. That's a big thing, and I think Apple realized how many people, both of you guys, have iPhone 6s still. Lewis, my husband, has an iPhone 6. A lot of people held on to their iPhone 6s. They were actually a great phone that lasted a lot longer than the usual iPhone lifespan. So they've upped that to $150. If you have an iPhone 6 Plus, you're going to get a $200 credit. That's up from $100. The 6S is also worth $200. The 6S Plus is worth $250. The iPhone 7 is worth $250. The 7 Plus is $300. And the iPhone 8 is also worth $300. So if you have an iPhone 8 Plus, which is new, that's the newer crop, or an iPhone 10, or anything newer than that, like the 10S or the 10R, you're not going to get anything this year. You'll have to wait until 2019. But if you've got an older iPhone, I say get to the store right away. This is the time to upgrade, and I don't know how long they're going to keep these trade-in values. It may last through Christmas, but that's not something we can really count on. So I think now is really the time to get the most for your phone the easiest way.
And like the only way to really get a good savings on it, right?
Yeah.
With that credit?
You can make more money if you want to sell it on Craigslist or eBay. However, if you are like me and you want the convenience, this is the best deal that Apple has had in a really long time. And it's obvious they want to get rid of all these old phones because they don't want to keep supporting them. So that's why they're upping their trade-in value. So, which is also a sign, people kind of have to read into this a little bit. If you're still hanging on to the 6, you're not really going to have the support, the tech support that you should have for much longer, which is why they're really trying to get everybody to hand in those old phones and get everyone onto the 8 or the 10. But this is probably the best deal I've seen from Apple in a really long time.
We're dinosaurs. That's what we are, I have to say.
Yep.
All right, it's tech time, our geek out feature today. Remember Palm, Palm Pilot fame? Well, they've released a tiny smartphone known as a sidekick to your regular phone.
The Geek Out.
Does anyone really need a secondary, smaller smartphone? Well, now you've got that option as Palm, yes, the same company that were one of the originals in the smartphone game, are back with a tiny, cute phone with a 3.3-inch screen that literally fits into the palm of your hand. Now, the idea is the device is highly portable and basic in its functions. You make a call, use an app, access the web in a pinch. It's not a standalone product, though. It's designed to work as a sidekick to your Android or iPhone, and from early reviews, it only does that kind of well. The Tiny Palm smartphone is $350, available exclusively at Verizon, and we've posted links to reviews on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Don't forget to go to our Facebook page or our Instagram at DJV Show. It is your, getting close, your last chance to enter our works giveaway for the Jaw Horse. This is the Jaw Horse.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.